I'm ML Schulze, and this is WKSU News. It's been decades since people in Southeast Canton have had easy access to a grocery store. Next month, that changes. And the effort to plant a new seed in the food desert has been both hampered and boosted by the pandemic. The urban renewal of the late 60s cut through what had been Canton's thriving African-American neighborhood. Cherry Street, people called it. 13 blocks of record stores and restaurants, barbershops and bakeries, pharmacies and funeral homes, brothels and gambling houses, and grocery stores. Taking their place was an overpass and a bridge now, some note ironically, named for Martin Luther King Jr.
Stop requested.
Panther Sperlin is too young to remember the old neighborhood, but she lives with the dynamics of what replaced it. Every week, she maps out a trip to the grocery store, usually by bus.
And once you go over the bridge, we have nothing. I mean, even the same lot we have on Southgate, that's still me getting on this bus and then getting on the 114 to get on that bus.
Walmart, Giant Eagle, Marks figure a minimum 2.5 hour commitment. And if you're a sales shopper, Sperlin says it takes a day to plan and execute. Which is why Sperlin has joined the effort to plant a grocery store, albeit on the other side of the bridge, but just 2 blocks north of Canton's bus hub. It's taking shape in a 100-year-old appliance store, part of the campus of a nonprofit called Stark Fresh. Stark Fresh director Tom Phillips says the creaky wood floors will remain.
Basically where we're standing here forward is all the fresh food section. Register over by where that ladder is right now.
The floors, tin-look ceiling, shelving, and layout will be a kind of tribute to the African-American grocers wiped out by city planning a half century ago.
Why can't we look to the past, tweak it to look forward to the future?
But like other nonprofits, Stark Fresh got caught in the crisis of the present, coronavirus. That disrupted grants and donations and stalled the renovation work done almost entirely by volunteers. The hoped-for store opening last month passed by. So Stark Fresh looked to a different funding model, a small business crowd-funded loan campaign aiming to raise $50,000. The volunteer construction crews are back, prepping for a July opening. And most importantly, coronavirus did not disrupt the food supply itself. Stark Fresh operates a set of urban farms and hoop houses and is starting its 7th year of mobile food trucks, which has helped to tap into the cheap, fresh food leftovers that are part of the wholesale food system.
The biggest issue for grocery stores, supermarkets, whatever, is how do you get food at an affordable wholesale rate so they can make some money on it to cover costs. We already have that figured out.
So Stark Fresh does not give food away, and its store will be open to anyone. But Board President Eva Lee Houghton says it gives lower-income families a healthy food cost advantage they rarely have.
You buy what you can afford. It's like you have $10 over here, so you can get 10 TV dinners for a dollar, or you can pay $3 for green peppers, so you gravitate to those dollar TV dinners.
Seven green peppers for a dollar changes that decision. Yet some of the limited space in the store will go to packaged foods. Philip says that's a lesson learned from the mobile trucks when sales of fresh vegetables quadrupled after they started offering what Phillips calls more junky groceries.
You're treating people like people and giving them options. And when they have the options in front of them, and you can see that I can get pasture-raised organic chicken breast for $2 a package instead of $17 a package, be like, wow, I don't need any chips. I'm going to spend all my money on that meat because I can't get it at that price anywhere else.
Lori Andrus is a public health professor at West Virginia University. She says the pandemic exposed even further divides in people's access to food. For those with money,
then most policies, programs, interventions are going to fit. You're going to be able to afford to order from Amazon. You're going to be able to pay for groceries delivered to your doorstep.
But people at the other end often don't have those options. So if its own reserves are strong, Andrew says Stark Fresh may be in the right place at the right time. Panther Sperlin, the woman who has made a science of calculating the distance from Southeast Canton to food, says the effort is about something bigger.
Just a symbol of, you know, Canton's not lost. Over the bridge, it's not lost.
And if this works out, Stark Fresh has plans for something even bigger, a full supermarket over that bridge. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.